USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump calling on the Capitol protesters to go home in peace.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time.
At least one protester was shot and taken to a nearby hospital. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News what he heard.
I'm with Capitol Police. I heard on the radio, shots fired.
Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Continuing coverage of one of our top stories, President-elect Joe Biden reacts to the news that our U.S. Capitol has been breached by protesters.
Our democracy is under unprecedented assault, unlike anything we've seen in modern times. An assault the Citadel of Liberty.
Biden continues.
What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, any auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 131,000 Americans are being treated for the coronavirus in hospital beds as of Tuesday. The COVID Tracking Project says that includes over 23,000 fighting in ICUs. The project also noted nearly 3,500 deaths were reported on Tuesday. Dr. Ryan Romero tells ABC News these new virus strains that keep showing up in the United States are causing problems as well.
I think the assessment is right that this third wave has been very aggressive, much more so than the last two. I don't know that we have any positive evidence of a U.S.-based, more virulent version of this virus, but it's certainly possible. I mean, it's the nature of viruses to evolve towards transmissibility. And when you have one like this, it's so widespread, there's going to be a lot of variants around. Now, you know, I don't think we have any reason to believe that any new variants would be less susceptible to the vaccine. So the plan, I think, in that respect remains the same.
A major college football award was handed out Tuesday night.
College football's top award has gone to a wide receiver for the first time in nearly 30 years. Alabama wideout Devonta Smith beat out teammate and quarterback Mac Jones, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Smith is the first receiver to win the award as college football's top player since Michigan's Desmond Howard won the trophy in 1991. Smith led the nation in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.